from Branson, they'd just take Historic 165.
Okay.
This property would be rented to one guest or one party at a time. Our anticipation is that there wouldn't be any additional traffic compared to any other single-family residence.
How many bedrooms is the home?
The log cabin has three bedrooms. So it's the three-bedroom cabin, the detached garage, and detached shop. The Planning Commission asked about the RV hookup that's on the site. We aren't sure how we will offer that yet, but that does not, it's not a big part of the plan. It's rather difficult, actually would be difficult to get a fifth wheeler or an RV in there. It's pretty tight turnaround. So, but it would never be rented to two different parties at the same time. If we did offer that RV hookup, it would be to the same group that's renting the cabin.
What's the maximum number that could stay there then, according to the PNC, with three bedroom?
Eight.
So the number of cars they could have
four.
Would depend on. Pardon, four cars. Four cars could be used in the driveway then.
And there's ample parking along the drive. So several different places along the drive where you can park. So there shouldn't ever be, can't ever think of a reason why you would even see, you can't see the cabin from the highway. There'd be no reason to park at the top of the hill and walk all the way down to the cabin. So there's ample parking right in front of the cabin. So probably we'll never even see the cabin or the cars that are parked there due to the grade and the dense vegetation between the cabin and the highway.
I was actually thinking of the driveway, the traffic in and out.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone here in remonstrance of the petition? You may come forward if you signed up with the planning and zoning, whatever order you want to start with. Come on up. I ask that you announce your name and address for the record.
Okay. My name is Dee Stevens. My husband and I live in the property at 107 Blue Waters Court, which is the property in Table Rock Heights, directly across from the entrance to the property in question.
The one with the garage there?
Yes.
Okay.
The residents of Table Rock Heights have a number of concerns regarding this request to rezone the property at 2935 State Highway 265 to single-family nightly rental. These concerns were brought before the Planning Commission 2 weeks ago, as well as presented in a petition that was signed by all 38 residents, including the owners of the commercial property that is adjacent to the property that is up for rezoning. I don't know if that petition made its way through to you. If not, I have a copy that I can present you.
Scott, do we have that?
I don't remember a petition.
I'd like to see it, please. Mm-hmm.
Because of the close proximity to the property on State Highway 265, the neighborhood of Table Rock Heights must consider any and all future possibilities of NR1 zoned property. And while the stated intent is to leave the property as is and simply convert it to a nightly rental with no significant changes to the landscape or physical property, once the property is granted NR1 status, there is no guarantee that intent would not change. Should the new owner choose to change and bring in county sewer, Taney County zoning regulations allow for up to 5 single-family dwellings per acre with maximum occupancy of 20 per dwelling. So this 3.11-acre property has the potential for 15 single-family dwellings that can house up to 300 occupants. And this is something we're all too familiar with Branson Cove, just 0.9 miles down the road. We have a community well that is shared by 22 homes. We have relatively low water pressure. Table Rock Heights has concerns both with the supply and the contamination of their water supply if rezoning is granted. We believe that the well at 2935 State Highway 265 likely shares the same aquifer as our community well, which is 900 feet deep. Nightly rentals would increase water demand and threaten our established water supply. Rezoning the property to NR1 also sets precedent for other agricultural zone properties in this area. Attempts and failures at building condos and nightly rentals already flood the landscape on the eastern side of Table Rock Lake in Taney County. Table Rock Heights was established as a neighborhood in 1958 and has been a quiet bedroom community for over 60 years. This peaceful, historic neighborhood and the scenic views that surround it deserve to be preserved. The S-curves on the State Highway 265 in front of this property are also a safety hazard. The curves are tight and they're steep. Multiple accidents happen in this area every year. Access to Highway 265 presents a safety concern as drivers do not have adequate visibility to slow at a reasonable rate to not incur an accident, and it's already challenging to enter the highway from Table Rock Heights. The same will be true for this property, particularly if developed. And those that are staying there will be unfamiliar with this area. Finally, you know, as we mentioned more than once at the last meeting, I'll just state it once, Table Rock Heights currently receives unwanted traffic through its neighborhood on a regular basis. Most recently, a tour bus, a truck pulling a pontoon, and even a local business pulling a rack of kayaks. Understanding that our roads are owned and maintained by the county, the 15-mile-per-hour signs are not observed, putting at risk the residents who regularly walk their children and their dogs. Nightly rentals directly across from Table Rock Heights will most certainly increase the flow of the traffic, as Google and other map applications show this as a shortcut between 165 and 265. Please take these concerns of the 38 homeowners of Table Rock Heights into consideration when making your decision. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else want to come forward?
Good morning. My name is Mark Beattie. I live at 137 Blue Waters Court, which is right directly across from the property. I've just got one question for the commissioners. You've seen all the stuff that's going on by the chateau over there, all the development and everything there. If this was to be put across the street from your neighborhood, would you vote for it? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Adele Grote. I live in the Table Rock Heights neighborhood as well at 471. My house does not abut or join the property in question. I brought along a few maps, but it looks like you have an adequate one. If you'd like to have little ones, may I present those to you? I'll speak directly to these. Thank you, sir. Thank you, I have no grievance against the Marvel Favre family or against Cole Currier and whom he might be representing. My concern is not for this specific property. My concern lies in the future. Surrounding this property to the west is Baird Mountain Properties, LLC. This ownership begins next to the west side of the Favre property and continues westward into the intersection of Highway 165 and 265. The empty space of land, which of course we now have identified as high road property, also happens to have large electrical lines running through it. It happens to split the Baird property, which continues after that space southwest along Highway 165 to meet the new nightly rental complex of Branson Cove LLC. It is definitely a nightly rental development. Rezoning the Farvel property gives reason for this landowner, the Beard Company, which is currently zoned agricultural, an easy plea to be re-recognized and rezoned as nightly rental. To the south of the Farver property is a large parcel. It kind of jumps behind the one that is to the east of it, which is the J&S commercial property. It's a parcel owned by Wolverine Land Holdings, LLC. This large parcel began cutting roads into the hillside for property purchase many years ago and was abandoned. The land interruption is still easy to view from the road and from the lake. Wolverine Land Holding is currently zoned agricultural, so it's interesting how those undeveloped roads came to be. Big cows, maybe. I don't know. My greatest concern for these two properties, Baird Mountain Properties and Wolverine Land Holdings, is you have two very large parcels that are very potentially going to be turned into nightly rentals abutting the western and southern edges if you rezone this current property to nightly rental. It sets a precedent. It is actually an appetizer entree to either one of these very large LLCs to come and plead to you for a change for their rezoning. Most of the properties around our lake on the east side are quickly built despite topographical challenges, and agricultural land over the past 2 years is at a record zoning change to nightly rental. Many times residents such as our little community at Table Rock Heights only become aware of these zoning changes too late, as they find out in city zoning. And while the city people definitely are interested, feel sorry for those people, shrug their shoulders and say, you should have gone to the County Planning and Zoning Commission. That is why we have all this representation here today. This cove below the Farver property is one of the last two remaining coves on the eastern side of Table Rock Lake that does not contain development in the coves. The other is the Paradise Cove section to the south. After that, there's nothing but development everywhere to the Arkansas state line. The last two coves on the eastern side of Table Rock Lake. That's what we're talking about. I believe that our whole county and region prides itself on fiscal conservatism, but I am beginning to question if there is a pride or an interest in our ecological conservatism. You know, we have ads that entice all our visitors to come here, and why not create all of these nightly rentals for them? But I particularly want to point out to Commissioner Wyatt and to Commissioner Schofield, who happen to have just outside the door beautiful Bull Shoals Lake that is relatively undeveloped. How would you feel if half of your lakeside is nothing but little houses for nightly rental folks to party, make noise, have no regard to littering, and to speed with their vehicles? Table Rock Heights in particular a few years ago experienced this when one of the property owners did turn the single residence into a nightly rental without permission. So that is the other reason we are here. We do know what it feels like. I can talk about the traffic danger. I can talk about the fear of our well water supply that we have. I can talk about the septic tanks because there's no sewer in this area. But I do want to say, how many nightly rentals does it take before we finally feel a saturation? These concerns by my neighbors were met 6-1 in an affirmative vote in favor of this rezoning 2 weeks ago. We actually anticipate the same result this morning. So I will state, when the next rezoning of Baird Mountain Properties or Wolverine Holdings comes before you, we'll be back. And we will cry out. I want you to carefully consider the steps that you are taking, because it does affect the future of this region. I would like to request that future rezoning notification extend further than the current area that is listed. I don't know what that happens to be. I've heard the